Thanks for joining us at the Business Growth Cafe, where each week we select from a menu of topics for a focused discussion with an industry expert to provide insights that can impact your business's growth. With your host, Angelo Ponzi.
I am Angelo Ponzi, your host here at the Business Growth Cafe, and thank you for joining us. Well, we're coming to the end of 2019 and heading into a new decade. Can you believe that? It seemed like only yesterday did we start this decade. Now, for you loyal listeners and subscribers, I want to thank you very much for you listening to the show each week. And for those of you that may be turning in for the first time, hopefully you'll find these highlight episodes really interesting. So, just to remind everybody, I've taken the highlights from my shows and put together kind of a series of clips from my guests from this past year. Now, if you listen to the show, you know I ask two specific questions or three specific questions now each show. And the first one is, what keeps them up at night when thinking about running their business? So sit back, relax, and listen to a variety of business leaders just like yourself and what keeps them up at night thinking about growing their business. What keeps Ben Bobo, CEO of Sorentex, up at night?
You think about growing Sorentex. What keeps you up at night?
Well, geez, you know, Sorentex is an early stage startup. So this isn't like you're going to a company, you're applying for a job as a VP or whatever, and there's plenty of revenues and resources to hire you on and to pay your salary and to move forward. In a startup, you're starting something up with a concept. You have to go raise capital. You have to find investors in an early stage that's willing to take that risk and make that bet. Because in a medical device company, you're heavily influenced by the FDA, Food and Drug Administration. Mm-hmm. You have to get clearance from them to market your devices. And in the case of Sorentex, that means you have to go through clinical studies and a process to get to that approval. Well, to get to that point, you need to have the actual concept of the product itself developed, tested, vetted, and demonstrate that it actually works. So there's a number of steps in the process. So the idea of trying to find an early stage investor right now, that keeps you up at night, because there's other investors that have come into Sorentex, and what we call those are investors that invested in a convertible note. And now the objective that I have is to find a seed round investor that'll put the capital in for the development phase. And again, that's very, very risky stage of the company, because what we don't know is what we don't know. Mm-hmm. And we believe based on a proof of concept study it'll work, and that it does what it says it'll do, but until you actually done that in a what we call a minimum viable product or MVP, you just don't know. So it's the hard part is finding the investor at this early stage that'll take that risk.
My next guest is Brian Christensen, CEO of the Blinking Owl Distillery.
When you think about growing your business, what keeps you up at night?
Payroll. All the little things, keeping the lights on, paying for everything. It's expenses are huge. And how do we make it successful? How do we survive? Those are the things that keep us up. 24 hours and then 2 years from now, because I don't want to be in the same position in 2 years. So there's a lot of things that keep me up at night.
Okay. All right.
Greg Schwenk, co-founder of the Newport Beach Film Festival.
So what keeps you up at night when thinking about this growth?
Well, I think one, there's the stereotypical any small business owner never really sleeps at all. I grew up in a family business. My parents still own a small antique store in Newport Beach, and so I knew kind of even looking at this as a side project is something that when you invest so much of yourself into it, and you have to, you can't be an absentee owner in these types of businesses, that you know, you're always on, and you're always thinking. And that was true even for me, again, having grown up in the film business, that was even true for me in investment banking, and I think that's why I enjoyed it so much, in meeting so many entrepreneurs, is that I could relate, even though obviously they were extremely more successful than I, but understanding their pain, understanding their pressures, and trying to relate to them on that fact. And then, with the film festival, you kind of add a new twist to it that it's a nonprofit, it's an arts nonprofit, and I think it has all of the wonders and challenges that any nonprofit organization would have. But I think that what we've been very fortunate and truly blessed with is incredible people. I look out throughout the history of the festival from day one, the people and personalities that came forward to say, we believe in this. We have a similar affection, if you will, to really care about our community, care about the show side of the mm-hmm. show business, and to be able to really be professional and be persistent with it. And that's what's been really a opportunity for me to not worry about is the great people I have.
Okay.
Brandon Carl, VP of Sales at Engage PEO. Lots of benefits and programs for employers to help them sleep at night.
So when you think about growing your book of business, let's say,
yep.
it's not your company, but you still have responsibilities to grow business,
right.
what keeps you up at night?
The regulation. I mean, in California, it's so employee friendly. So it scares me to what keeping up with it, what's coming next. And, you know, I wish it were more friendly towards the business growth, but that's what concerns me.
Josh Walters, CEO of AdMerge. He works with organizations to help them find the right people so they can actually sleep at night. But for Josh, his four kids give him some restless nights.
Okay. When it comes to growing your business, what keeps you up at night?
My four little kids. no, I think, you know, what keeps me up at night, I sleep well. I've built a healthy little business that I know the quality of our work. I know what we're doing. My objectives are to be smart. I want to, I'm at a position in time in my life where my focus is my family, but obviously, I need to provide for them. So it's a balance of building a healthy business, taking care of my team that's there. And, just being smart. What I walked into my business with as far as a perception is not what I'm doing now. I've retargeted and refocused, and I've learned from my clients, I've learned from my peers, my friends, and that's helped me a lot to retarget, refocus, and make good decisions.
Well, I think that's, as a business owner, we've discovered whatever our preconceived idea is when we walked in and started this business, that road turned really fast and a lot of hills and twists and turns, and if you don't pivot with it, you're dead on arrival.
Yeah, absolutely.
Brian Tracy, president of Sagamore Spirit. It's his employees that keep him up at night worrying about them.
As the president of the company, you think about starting from the beginning and growing this brand. What keeps you up at night?
What keeps me up at night? I think about everybody on our team and how hard they work. And it takes a long time for a brand to get built. And so I just want to make sure people know that that takes time. They don't get burned out. Because it's a marathon, and so people need to take care of themselves, and you know, as hard as they work, they also need to take some personal time. Mm-hmm. That's incredibly important to us. And then for us, I think it's just competition. It's fierce out there, and you're always trying to figure out what can I do to one up them. How can I find a different way? I don't want to do it the way the others did it, and we don't have the capital to do it the way those guys do it. So we have to find a different path. And so always trying to think, what exactly is that? And we do some really interesting things, but, what is the next level? What's the next step? How do we raise the bar again?
Mm-hmm. In technology, a lot of times we'll talk about disruption. If you think of Airbnb and Nike, Netflix and things like that. I mean, they're disruptors. Sounds like Sagamore is a little bit of a disruptor, too, in the industry.
We enjoy that. Yeah, absolutely. We love telling the story that, Basil Hayden and basically Jacob Beam, they all learned to distill and lived in Maryland first, distilling before moving to Kentucky. That's a story Kentucky's never going to tell you. So we love to tell that story. I'm sure the folks down in Kentucky, which we have a tremendous amount of respect for, they're going, what are they up to? But it's history, it's facts.
Yeah.
That rich history of distilling in Maryland, no one's going to tell you except for somebody from Maryland. So this year when we took out a billboard across the street from Churchill Downs 2 weeks before the Kentucky Derby and 2 weeks after the Kentucky Derby with a picture of our rye bottle there. It said Bourbon's older brother, the original American whiskey, the Maryland rye whiskey revived. We got a lot of attention for that.
Yeah, I bet you did.
For a small little brand to go down there and say we were making whiskey before you.
That's great.
It's fun.
That is great. I love that.
My next guest is Luke Peters, CEO of New Air
when you think about growing your business, what keeps you up at night?
Inventory?
No. You know what? It's
the tariffs.
So, I was going to say that the tariffs hurt you.
Yeah, the tariffs are probably... I mean, I've been doing it a long time. So inventory, you figure out after a while. No one's ever going to be a perfect demand planner. And in a situation like, you know, we have some seasonal product and we have a lot of new SKU launches. So there's a lot of guesswork that goes into that. Mm-hmm. But probably the biggest one now is the tariffs. If for industry-wide, it's going to be anybody in... consumer products. Not everybody, but the majority are going to be dealing with that.
Kristen McAllister of Sirius. Worrying about pipeline keeps her up.
When you think about growing your business, what keeps you up at night?
Growth. That's an easy... Running a business and growing a business, there's always too much growth too quick. There's not enough growth. It's rarely ever a sweet spot.
Okay.
So it's everything that comes along with how quickly we're growing and the infrastructure that it takes to stay there and the talent needed, not to just help our company, but all of our clients' companies grow.
That's really, I mean, you're really in a sense a recruiting firm, placement firm, because you actually have to have the right talent that when someone comes looking, that you have that kind of repository of great talent. Do you guys use interim people in your business?
Absolutely.
All right.
We drink from our own Kool-Aid. We use our own business model, and it's been tremendous from where we started and the size that we were at to now, being able to leverage high-caliber CMOs, CTOs, COOs, and save some of those lessons learned and get that advice and a lot of hands-on to where they just was only maybe wearing 5 hats at a time and not 8.
All right. So so I love that you're drinking the Kool-Aid. That's fantastic, because obviously it's not just a business. I mean, you're living this and can talk from a lot of perspective.
My next guest is Scott Miller, EVP of Franklin Covey.
When it comes to growing your business, or we'll even say for the growth of your book, what keeps you up at night?
In a positive way or in a challenging way?
Either one. What gives you those restless nights?
Probably the fact that I have 3 boys, ages 5, 7, and 9, and that I've realized later in life that my mission is now to be a dad and to raise them well in a very complicated, difficult world and make sure that I am modeling the right behaviors and being a great role model and example for helping them become contributing, empathetic, hardworking, kind men.
You know what? That's fantastic. And I have 3 boys, a little older now, but I was always worried about that path and making sure it, here in Southern Orange County in California, there's, you know, wealth everywhere and entitlement. And my goal coming from upstate New York in a small town to making sure I could instill the values that I grew up with. And I'm happy to say that all 3 of my children are doing really well, and I thank my parents for that.
Listen to what keeps Dave Daly, the monster motivator, up at night.
When you think about growing your business, what keeps you up at night?
It's, for me, it's always being conscious of scaling, but scaling in the right way, right? Is, and what I mean by that is identifying your weaknesses so you can enhance them with the right people and the right systems so you can now run with your strengths. And I think that's where so many small, medium, mid-sized business owners and even commissioned salespeople fall down, because they feel like they have to do it all, and if they don't do it all, that there must be something wrong. But it's actually the reverse. Once you can reverse engineer and figure out your weaknesses, now you can triple down with your strengths, you're going to win.
Okay.
Data privacy and cybersecurity keeps Lily Lee, president of Metaverse Law, tossing and turning.
When it comes to growing your business, which is now a little over a year old, what keeps you up at night?
Oh, well, lately it's been adding on new people to the team.
Okay.
I just hired an associate and health counsel. And so, obviously, going from 1 person to 3, there's a lot more management. I want to keep my folks engaged and excited and get them trained up, but also pay attention to my clients. And so that's just the balance that I have to deal with every day, and that's what keeps me up at night.
Okay. Well, that's a new thing for you, as you start to grow your business. I mentioned earlier when we were talking, I've been there before. I've started it with me. When I started my second business, it was going to be me and me myself forever and ever and ever. 5 years later, I had 20 people working for me. And I don't know how I got there. And I remember a lot of sleepless nights worrying about, you know, payroll on Friday or people doing what they were supposed to do. So I certainly appreciate what you're going through.
Thank you. 20 people, I can't imagine that right.
Well, I never want to imagine that again. I'm done with that.
Neil Schaefer, social media expert, stays up at night worrying about how to best serve his clients.
When you think about growing, we'll talk about you for a minute.
Sure.
Think about growing your business. What keeps you up at night?
Leaving money on the table. So there are many businesses. So I think there's two different types of businesses, right? One, they need more attention. They need more brand awareness. They're not getting traffic to their website. They're not getting phone calls, but they have something great to offer and they need to get the word out, right? Mm-hmm. On the other hand, you have other companies that already people know them. They already have customers, but they're leaving money on the table because they're getting visits either offline, they're getting sales calls, or people are coming to their website, or they're finding Yelp reviews, whatever it is, but they're not closing as much business as they could be. I am in the latter, right? So I already have business, been doing this for a decade. I'm not a startup, but there's always more business to be had. I get a tremendous amount of website traffic. I have a tremendous amount of what I would like to think is good karma out there. And I have really only sold more to enterprises and corporations. So what keeps me up at night is I need to develop more products and services for the smaller startup, the smaller business owner, the individual marketer that wants to, you know, get to the next level so that they can get to the next level in their career. And that's what keeps me up at night is how do I monetize that large audience that I have instead of going a one-to-one, which is more of the enterprise marketing or an ABM, to more of like a one-to-many where I have a digital or whatever product that I can sell to many people. Mm-hmm. So that's currently what's keeping me up. It's a good thing to have. It's not, you know, I'm able to fall asleep at night and everything, but it is the one thing that I focus on that it's like I need to do this. I need to do this fast. And that's currently what
I'm marching them. Do you have a subscription model for small businesses?
I do not, and that's one of the things. So okay. On a one-to-one basis, if companies contact me, like yourself, we offer different types of programs depending on the company. So they're all custom-priced enterprise packages. So I need to have something where people can just click on a button, PayPal, you know, credit card for however much, and subscribe to coaching, subscribe to whatever it is. And those are the things I'm working on developing right now.
Yeah. I had a research company in the action sports industry for a long time, and it was, we were always selling to the big companies, but all the small companies are like, well, I only really want, you know, information about skateboarding and trucks and wheels. So we started segmenting and basically created a subscription model where they could just pay a small fee every month and just get the data as it was produced. And it became a beautiful thing and a nice revenue stream.
Seth Avigron, president of Avigron Marketing. He tosses and turning, thinking about pipeline.
I like to ask some questions of my guests. So the first one is, because you have a business and you're growing your business, what keeps you up at night thinking about that?
I would say the one thing that is probably on my mind the most is managing the sales and project funnel, right? Managing sales activities and managing the work itself. Mm-hmm. And it's kind of a moving target, right? As the old saying goes, it's feast or famine, and just trying to keep enough business coming in and the projects going as they should is a challenge for me. It's always something that it's always on my mind.
Right. Well, I think in similar situations that, you know, that is the balance, right? How do you keep the pipeline full, business coming in, but as independents, we can max out our time pretty quick. And you can't ignore the sales pipeline because eventually, as sometimes in marketing, and especially in the fractional world, those clients do end and go away as they bring on full-time people and things like that. So I'm along with you. I'm gonna go back and forth as we banter back. But that is a similar challenge for me as well, is how do you keep the pipeline filled? How do you do your networking? How do you keep things flowing, but also manage and make sure the work's getting done for the clients that we do have?
Thank you for listening and joining me at the cafe today. I hope you enjoyed this compilation of highlights from various guests throughout the years talking about what keeps them up when they think about growing their business.
And thank you for joining me at the cafe each week. And I look forward to having you join me again next year in 2020. I've got a lot of great guests lined up, and I know you're going to enjoy it. And I know you're going to get a lot of insights and great information to help you continue to grow your business. You can find out more about me, read my blogs, review my show videos, or sign up to receive information at theponzigroup.com, or connect with me on LinkedIn is the best way. And if your business is ready for growth and you need a CMO, but you're not quite ready for a full-time person yet, connect with me. I'd welcome the opportunity to explore the benefits of using a fractional CMO. And lastly, please subscribe to this show. And if you're already a subscriber, I encourage you to share this content with others so they can benefit from all this great content that my guests are providing throughout the year. You can go to thebusinessgrowthcafe.com. Or you can subscribe on any major podcast platform or the ones you specifically listen to. Join me next year for lunch at the Business Growth Cafe.
Thank you for listening to today's discussion at the Business Growth Cafe with your host, Angelo Ponzi. Take a moment to subscribe to this podcast and visit our website at www.businessgrowthcafe.com. Read Angelo Ponzi's blogs at www.theponzigroup.com.